This is Ia Dossi with WSQL News. The sweet sounds of the congregation and guests singing Amazing Grace on Saturday at the groundbreaking for Dunn's Creek Baptist Church celebrated the church's moving forward after a devastating fire almost exactly a year ago. According to Pastor Michael Rogers, though the blaze destroyed the historic building on Seoff Mountain Road, it did not take the congregation's faith. The congregation continues to raise funds to rebuild. Rogers stated that the building will cost around $285,000 and will be completed by October. He added they need to raise about $90,000 more. If you're interested in participating in a construction team or donating, call Rogers at 553-0863. According to Spartanburg County Sheriff's deputies, a shotgun-toting man kicked in a church door during Sunday services before being disarmed by congregants who saw the armed man coming through the church window, locked the doors, and sprang on him after he burst inside. No one was hurt at the Southside Freewill Baptist Church in Boiling Springs. Deputies charged Jesse Gates with burglary, disturbing a place of worship, and attempted kidnapping. The kidnapping charge was lodged because Gates allegedly pointed his weapon at the church pastor, resulting in his being restrained. Gates told reporters as he was led away in handcuffs to a patrol car that his children had been taken away and he was trying to get someone to listen to him. Gates said he had asked the church for help, but was frustrated. 1988 East Henderson High School graduate Michelle Bell has been a student of the environment and its impact on people all of her professional life, from working at a national laboratory to teaching at Yale University. Her work has earned her the honor of being named the first recipient of the Prince Albert II de Monaco Institut Pasteur Award for outstanding contributions to her field. The Institut Pasteur is a nonprofit research center in Paris whose mission is to contribute to the prevention and treatment of disease. Her work includes several significant studies in the area of environmental health. In 2004, she performed a landmark study of the health impacts of the tropospheric ozone, establishing a clear link between ozone and premature mortality in a study of 95 U.S. communities covering about 40% of the nation's population over a 14-year time period. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Brevard College Debate Society and Young Politicians of America present the 2012 11th District Republican Congressional Debate tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Porter Center for the Performing Arts on the college's campus. There will be six candidates in attendance: Jeff Hunt, Spence Campbell, Chris Petrella, Kenny West, Mark Meadows, and Vance Patterson. Moderators will include WLOS anchor Frank Fabroni and editor of the Transylvania Times, John Lanier. The debates are free and open to the public. This has been Ia Dossi for WSQL News.